Turning now to the book of Proverbs,
我们看回箴言书,
let's read two very precious verses.
我们读两节很紧要的圣经,
chapter 3, verses 5 and 6.
第三章第五、第六节, 你要专心仰赖耶和华, 不可依靠自己的聪明, 在一切所行的事上, 都要认定他, 他必指引你的路。
I've already told you that in my view, James 1 verse 5 is the clearest promise concerning wisdom in the entire Bible.
我曾经讲过,
if I'm right, then Proverbs 3 verses 5 and 6 come a very close second to James 1 verse 5.
其实《箴言书》第三章第五、第六节同埋《雅各书》第一章第五节系好差唔多类似嘅。Please
notice what Proverbs 3 verses 5 and 6 tell us.
大家留意第三章五、六节所教导我哋嘅。In
the light of chapter 1.
大家如果睇翻第一章。Well,
wisdom is seen not only as a quality but as a person, the Lord Himself.
智慧不单是一个特质，而且是一个嘅人，系耶稣基督。We
are urged here to trust the Lord with all our hearts.
所以喺度话我哋要学校去仰望耶和华。And
not to rely on our own insight.
唔可以依靠我哋嘅聪明。Why? 点解呢?
Because human wisdom, however great, is fallible and finite.
因为人的智慧是有限的,是很多时候错误的。Only
God's wisdom is limitless and perfect.
只有神的智慧是无限。Remember
Colossians 2 verse 3.
大家记回哥罗西书第二章第三节。
Only in our Lord Jesus Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
只在耶稣里面才能够隐藏
We're not being told in Proverbs 3 verses 5 and 6 to stop thinking because God has given us minds to think with.
箴言第三章第五节不是告诉我们停止想,因为神已经给我们这个开始想这个的权利。
What we are told to do is to ask God to guide our thinking.
我们要求神引导我们的思想,
to help us think aright.
帮助我们能够思想正确的,
what we must not do is to make our plans without looking to God.
我们不应该自己定下一些的事,不仰望神,
in proud confidence in our own insight.
依靠我们自己的聪明。
This kind of thinking, committing our minds into God's control through prayer,
这个是告诉我们,我们应该要看神的意思,我们的祈祷,
will make sure we think God's thoughts about our situation.
我要注视到神本身,在我们的情况底下是怎样。
This is why verse 6 continues, in all your ways acknowledge Him.
所以第六节说到我们要在一切事情上都要认定神。
In our thinking and in our lives, we are to put God first.
在我们的思想、我们的行动,我们要将神摆在首位。
If we fulfill this twofold condition,
如果我们符合这两个条件,
in the negative sense, not relying on our own insight.
在消极方面,不依靠我们的聪明。
Verse 5,
第五节,
in the positive sense, in all our ways putting God first, verse 6.
在第六节,积极方面,我们将一切的事情都认定神。
Then this glorious promise will be fulfilled in our lives.
这个这么伟大的应许就在我们生活上会成就的。
We'll be clearly guided by the wisdom of God, the Lord Jesus Himself.
神的智慧,耶稣基督一定会引导我们。The
second half of verse 6 says, He will make straight your path.
第六节下半部说,他必指引你的路。Moving
on now to chapter 3, verses 13 to 15.
我们看第三章13至15节。
We are told here something of the preciousness of wisdom.
我哋聽到智慧嘅寶貴。
And by implication, the preciousness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
同樣嘅，我哋聽到耶穌基督嗰個寶貴。
These verses tell us that wisdom personified in Jesus is more precious than gold, silver, or precious stones.
我哋聽到智慧喺耶穌基督能夠表明到更加嘅。比到呢个金金比珍珠更加宝贵。
This is why we're told in the New Testament in 1 Peter chapter 2, which we don't need to turn to now, to you therefore who believe, he, Jesus, is precious.
所以我在彼得前书第二章看到耶稣是很宝贵的。
In this materialistic age in which we live,
在这个物质的世界上面
When so many people assess a man's success or failure by how much money he has in the bank
在这个物质世界上面人只是以每一个人所拥有的财富衡量他的成功与失败
It's good to be reminded that true wisdom and our Lord Jesus himself are infinitely more precious than all the treasures of this earth
我要提醒我自己真的智慧和耶稣都是比这些一切更加紧要宝贵
My wife has a cousin who is a gospel singer
我太太是有一个侄是一个很好的歌唱家
This gospel singer sings a song about the preciousness of the Lord Jesus
他唱圣诗他唱到耶稣基督很宝贵的
A song based on Proverbs 3 verses 13 to 15.
有一首是根据箴言第三章第十三节至第十五节
的。This is the song that she sings.
她唱那首歌是这样的。
If you have Jesus,
如果你有耶稣
you've more wealth in your soul,
你在灵魂里面有好有呢个富足
than acres of diamonds and mountains of gold.
比起你有好多嘅钻石同埋金更加嘅多。
In the second verse of this song that she sings, she says, Jesus is more precious than rivers of silver.
第二节讲到话耶稣更加比银嘅川河更加嘅
Acres of diamonds, mountains of gold, rivers of silver. They all can't be compared with Jesus Christ.
这些很多的金、钻石和银都不能够跟耶稣来到比较。
So let's thank our God for the preciousness of all the blessings that are ours in Christ.
我们真的要感谢神在耶稣里面有这么多的宝贵。
Now let's turn to chapter 4 verse 18.
我们看第四章第十八节。
Proverbs 4 verse 18.
第四章十八节。但二人的路好像黎明的光越照越明直到日午。
Here we are told that God will give increasing wisdom to those who daily look to him.
我见到神会比人有更多的智慧如果你日日的仰望他。
Those who walk the road of wisdom,
那些如果行义人的路
will have the light of God shining ever more brightly on their daily pathway.
会日日的会得到神的指引越来越光的。
Finally, on this subject of true wisdom,
最后我们看到的
on this subject of true wisdom,
我们在这个题目真智慧里面看到的。
May I ask you to notice two verses?
我们看两节的圣经。
One in Proverbs,And one in Psalms.
第一节是箴言，第二节是诗篇。
Which show that there's a special spiritual link between these two books, as we have already noticed.
我们看到在属灵上面，这两卷书是很有关联的。
We'll look first at Proverbs 9 verse 10.
我们看箴言第九章第十节。第九章第十节。敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
Now turn to Psalm 111 verse 10。
我哋睇诗篇 一百一十一篇，诗篇一百一十一篇第十节，诗篇一百一十一篇第十节。敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，凡遵行他命令的是聪明人，耶和华是永远当赞美的。
In both these verses we have the same words, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
在这两节的圣经都是提到敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
So two books of the Bible remind us in this way where true wisdom may be found.
这两卷书都提醒我们我在哪里可以找到真智慧。
You can't find true wisdom in the education of a university.
我们不可以在大学教育里面找到。
You can't find it even in the varied experiences of life.
同样我们不可以在我们生活的经验上找到。
Although both education and experience have great value.
虽然这两样东西都很有价值。
The point is that a reverence for God and a prayerful looking to God give us access to His wisdom.
我们知道只有我们时刻的向神祈祷仰望神才能够得到真的智慧。
And this is one of our great joys and privileges as Christians. We can obtain God's wisdom.
我们能够得到真智慧就是我们作为基督徒的快乐和权利。
The first major theme of the book of Proverbs concerning true wisdom.
箴言第一个重要的教训就是讲到真智慧。
Secondly, concerning inner purity.
第二是讲到内心的清洁。
The main scriptures on this subject in the book of Proverbs are to be found in chapters 4 and 7.
我们在第四章、第七章找到。
These chapters deal with the matter of inner purity in great detail.
这里是讲到清洁。是详细讲到清洁这方面。
They refer to the discipline of the eyes, heart, ears, lips, and feet.
是讲到我们眼目的自律、心的自律、耳的自律、舌的自律和腿的自律。
In other words, we need to give attention to detail if we are going to get victory in detail.
如果我们要在德性上面能够好有把握的，所以我们呢就需要更加的详细看这几段的事。
Remember that King Solomon has a particular concern for young people in his section in the book of Proverbs.
我们看到所罗门他在箴言第一章的时候很着重少年人的。
He'd already been a young man himself, so he knew the problems that young people face.
他曾经是少年人，所以他知道少年人的问题。
Young people who aim to be holy.
少年人很希望能够圣洁。
A word which means separation from sin.
换言之就是远离罪。
So he gives clear advice in chapters 4 and 7 concerning how to live a victorious spiritual life.
所以他在第四章、第七章讲到怎样能够过一个圣洁德性的生活。
We look first at the discipline of the eyes, Proverbs 4 verse 25.
我们看第四章第二十五节讲到眼目的自律。四章二十五节，你的眼目要向前正看，你的眼睛当向前直观。
You can't help seeing things as you walk along, Solomon says here, but you can stop yourself staring at.
你不可以不看前面的东西，但你可以 不停在这里望着它。
Temptation overcomes us when we not only see something, we look at it.
试探之所以胜过我们，是因为我们不是看到它，而我们专心地停在这里望着它。
We let ourselves think about it, we feast on it in our imagination.
我们想这件事，或者我们仔细地来到揣测这件事是会怎样发生。
You can find a good illustration of temptation coming through the eyes in the book of Genesis.
我们在创世纪是给我们一个很好的例子，讲到眼目是 能够令到我哋跌倒嘅。
Please turn to Genesis 3 verse 6.
我哋睇创世纪第三章第六节。
Genesis 3 verse 6.
创世纪第三章第六节。於是女人见那果树的果子好作食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了，又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。
Eve looked long enough at the forbidden fruit to realize that it was attractive and desirable.
夏娃她见到这棵树是好悦人眼目，好吸引她。
It isn't a sin to be tempted.
我哋被人引诱唔系犯罪嘅。
It's only a sin when you welcome the temptation.
但如果你欢迎呢个嘅引诱，呢个就系罪。
When you sin in your mind by imagining yourself doing the forbidden thing and then later, like Eve, you do it.
如果你喺脑海当中谂住我哋会做嗰样嘢，同埋我实际做咗出嚟。
Someone has put it in a very interesting way.
有人曾经咁讲，
You can't stop the birds flying over your head, but you can stop them making a nest in your head.
他说你不可以停止啲雀仔喺你头上面飞过，但系咧你可以唔叫，你可以唔让雀仔喺你上面建巢。
That's why Solomon in Proverbs 4 verse 25 tells us to look straight ahead.
所以所罗门在第四章是讲到我们眼目要向前望。
Not so that you won't bump into someone else, which is always a possibility in crowded Hong Kong.
以致我们不会撞到向我们迎面向我们行的人。
But so that we won't give Satan the opportunity to tempt us through undisciplined eyes.
最紧要嘅就系我哋能够避免撒旦俾我哋嗰个引诱。
We need to ask God to help us react in a holy way to what we see.
所以我哋要求神帮助能够喺我哋见到嘅事情上面能够圣洁。
Rejecting sinful thoughts that may come to us through our eyes.
拒绝所有有犯罪嘅思想入到我哋脑海作当中。
The discipline of the eyes.
眼目嘅自律。
The second area where discipline is necessary is the heart.
第二方面我哋有自律嘅就係心。
We must surrender our inner thoughts to the Lord's control.
我要將我哋嘅心我哋嘅思想嚟交俾神。
Then we can live holy lives before God and before men.
我们的心由神管理，我们才能够过一个圣洁的生活。
There are four verses in Proverbs that especially center on the discipline of the heart.
箴言书里面有四节是特别讲到心的自律。
We'll look at them all.
我们看完四节。
The first one is chapter 4 verse 23.
That在第四章第二十三节。
Chapter 4 verse 23.
第四章二十三节。你要保守你心胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。
The meaning of this verse is that we're to watch over our hearts like a soldier guarding his camp.
第四章告诉我们，我们要留意我们的心，好像一个士兵他看守一个军营一样。
To make sure that the enemy doesn't creep in and be in a position to take over control.
我要留意我们的敌人进入我们里面控制我们。
Now let's look at chapter 6 verse 25.
我们看第六章二十五节。
Chapter 6 verse 25.
六章二十五节。你心中不要恋慕他的美色，也不要被他眼皮勾引。
This verse reminds us of a very important thing.
这一节告诉我提醒我一件很重要的事情。
That beauty is only skin deep.
这个的美色只不过是外面的。
If you are looking for a life partner, remember that true beauty isn't beauty of body, but beauty of character.
如果你是要选择配偶的，你要留意到真的美 是我们内心的美，不是外在的美。
Make sure she is a Christian and loves the Lord at least as much as you do.
留意的就是她是一个基督徒，好像你一样的那么爱主。
You see, the book of Proverbs is very practical.
所以你注意到箴言是这么实际的。
It's a practical book on life and behavior.
特别在我们生活上面，在我们的操行上面是很有帮助。
And so Solomon teaches us here in matters of sex and marriage, physical attraction is important.
所以在这个的箴言里面，所以我们提醒我们说，这个外在的吸引是重要的。
But physical attraction isn't as important as beauty of character, love for the Lord, similarity of interests, and a desire to serve the Lord together.
虽然外在的吸引，这个美色是重要，但是它比起内在的美，爱主这方面是没得比的。
So Proverbs 6 verse 25 has something really important to say to Christian young people,who are thinking of friendship and marriage.
所以第六章第二十五节是对于我们要思想到结婚或者说帮异性朋友建立关系的时候要注意的。
Make the matter of a life partner a topic of urgent prayer.
所以大家要为到我们将来的配偶向神祷告。
Look to God to guide you to the person of his choice for you.
求神为我们预备我们所适合的。
Our third verse is chapter 7 verse 25.
第三节是在第七章第二十五节。七章。
Our fourth verse is chapter 23 verse
7. 第四节在第二十三章第七节。
The first half of which is particularly important.
特别注意的是第一部分二十三章第七节，因为他心怎样思量，他为人就是怎样。
There's a spiritual principle in this verse.
在这里给我们一个属灵的原则。
That your thinking will be reflected in your conduct.
你就会在你所做的能够表明你的心，你的思想是怎样。
If you are holy within, you'll be holy without.
如果你内心是属灵的，自然你所做出来的一样属灵的。
If your heart is impure, it will show somehow in your life. Other people will become aware of it.
如果你心里面是圣洁的，同你做出来的是圣洁，人也都会看到的。
This principle is repeated and expanded on by our Lord himself.
这个原则是从耶稣重复过，也都曾经引述过的。
Please turn to Mark 7 verses 20 to 23.
大家看马可福音第七章。马可福音第七章。
20 to 23.
二十节至到二十三节。马可福音第七章二十至二十三节。
Here our Lord speaks of the discipline of the heart.
耶稣讲到心的自律。又说从人里面出来的那才能污秽人。因为从里面就是从人心里发出恶念、苟合、偷盗、凶恶、凶杀、奸淫、贪婪、邪恶、诡诈、淫荡、嫉妒、毁谤、骄傲、狂妄，这一切的恶都是从里面出来，且能污秽人。
These words of our Lord Jesus and the teaching of the book of Proverbs make this thing very clear.
耶稣在这里的教训和箴言书所讲过的 是很清楚告诉到这个原则。
That you can't have victory without unless you have victory within.
他说你在外在不可以得胜，除非你内心已经得胜了。
It all depends on the discipline of the heart.
这个是在乎你心那个的自律。
Now we turn to the discipline of the ears and Proverbs 4 verse 20.
我们看第四章第二十节，睇到耳嘅字录。第四章第二十节
，Chapter 4 verse 20。
我儿，要留心听我的言语，侧耳听我的话语。
We're told in this verse to respond positively to the helpful things we hear.
在这里提醒我们要留心听神给我们的说话。
To keep our ears open to the wise and loving counsel of others.
专心或者说安心的听其他人给我们的劝勉。
You'll always learn more by listening than you will by talking.
我们听人讲给我们的劝导更加的比我们讲出来更加有帮助的。
That's a Chinese proverb, isn't it?
这个或者是中国人一个的格言来的。
好说的不如好听的。Now then, we'll need to turn to chapter 7, verses 21 and 24.
我们看第二节第七章二十一节二十四节。
Chapter 7, verses 21 and 24.
七章二十一节。淫妇用许多巧言引他随从，用浅昧的嘴逼他同行。第二十四节，众子啊，现在要听从我，留心听我口中的话。
You'll notice that verse 24 says much the same as chapter 4, verse 20.
大家留意到第二十四节同埋第四章二十节差唔多。
The discipline of the ears involves listening gratefully to the loving advice and constructive criticism of others.
耳的治療是包括到我们内心的听人的劝告和接受人的建议。
Verse 21, however, tells us that we must occasionally react negatively to what we hear.
第二十一节提醒我们说，好，有时我们需要避开不听某些的说话的。
If it tempts us to sin, we must reject it.
如果这些说话引导我们去犯罪的，我们要拒绝。
As Christians, we are not to listen to unsubstantiated rumors that harm the reputation of others.
作为基督徒，我们不应该听一些人家讲某些人诽谤的说话的。
If we don't have proof that what we hear about others is true, we should never pass on damaging things said about them.
如果你对这些诽谤说话没有事实根据，我们不应该再传出去。
Both positively and negatively, if we are to live victorious spiritual lives, we need to discipline our ears.
所以如果你要过一个自律的生活，在耳的自律方面，我们要留意到这个积极方面同埋书籍方面应该要点做。
Fourthly, there's to be the discipline of the lips.
第四方面是舌的自律。
Please look at chapter 4, verse 24.
第四章二十四节。你要除掉邪僻的口，弃绝乖谬的嘴。
Make sure that what you say is helpful to others and brings glory to God.
注意你所讲的要对人有帮助和要荣耀神。
If you are seeking for inner purity, be careful what you joke about.
如果你讲的笑话你要留心了。
The Bible makes it clear that matters of courtship and marriage are to be respected and kept holy.
在圣经里面说到当我们帮人讲说话或者帮人谈心的时候我们要很小心。
As Christians, we will sometimes hear people making dirty jokes about these subjects.
我们很多时听到很多人讲到一些不是很好听的笑话。
It's part of our testimony for the Lord to say only those things which will please Him and help others.
作为基督徒要讲一些荣耀神和帮助人的说话。
So you can see that the book of Proverbs is full of practical advice concerning how to live a victorious, holy Christian life.
所以箴言教导我们要过一个基督徒德性的生活，给我们很多的指引的。
Finally, on this subject of inner purity, Solomon speaks to us about the discipline of the feet in chapter 4, verses 26 and 27.
最后箴言讲到腿的自律是在第四章二十六节至二十七节。要修平你脚下的路，坚定你一切的道，不可偏向左右，要使你的脚离开邪恶。
Be careful where your feet take you.
留意你的腿带你去哪个地方。
If you go to the wrong places with wrong friends,
如果你去到一些不好的地方或者结交一些不好的朋友，
It won't be long before you're out of touch with the Lord.
很快的你会经历到你会离开神的了。
By all means, go where people are in order to witness to them.
所以我们要时刻的要注意到我们要见证神。
But make sure that you maintain your fellowship with the Lord and your Christian friends.
所以如果你要见证神，你一定要和神有好的关系，同埋你要同埋其他基督徒有好嘅团契。
Remember that in Christ you have power to break free from unhelpful friends and stop going to unhelpful places。
你要留意，我哋只系可以喺耶稣基督里边先能够避开呢啲唔好嘅朋友，先能够喺佢哋当中能够站立得稳。
Some years ago, I led a Chinese young man to Christ。
好。幾年以前我帶一個中國的朋友信主。
Been going to the wrong places with the wrong friends.
他曾經同埋一啲壞嘅朋友喺埋一齊。
Young men who carried knives and wouldn't hesitate to kill.
他啲朋友係時時帶刀仔嘅，同埋時時係打教殺人嘅。
This young man had been questioned by the police because some of his friends had committed murder.
这个青年人曾经被警察问话，因为他的朋友曾经涉及到一个凶杀案。
Once this young man came to Christ, he found victory in the discipline of his feet.
当这个青年人认识了耶稣之后，他信了之后，他真的能够过一个得胜的生活。
He broke free from those unhelpful friends.
他已经能够避开这些不好的朋友。
Within 6 months,After his conversion, his father, mother, and younger sister had all become Christians.
在他信主6个月以内，他爸爸、他妈妈和他的妹妹都信了主。
They had all been drawn to Christ by the wonderful change in the young man's life.
因为这个青年人的改变能够吸引到他的家人信主。
Sometime later, this young man and his younger sister both went to Bible college to prepare themselves to serve the Lord.
之后这个的青年人和他的妹妹都进入圣经学院里面受造就侍奉神。
So if you want real victory in your spiritual life, pay attention to these 5 things.
所以你要过一个圣洁得胜的生活，要留意这五方面的字落。
The discipline of the eyes, the heart, the ears, the lips, and the feet.
眼、心、耳、舌和腿的字落。
What a practical book this book of Proverbs is.
箴言对我们很实际。
The third teaching in the book of Proverbs at which we can look together is that concerning divine guidance.
第三方面是讲到属灵的引导。
We have already looked at the precious promise found in chapter 3 verses 5 and 6. We don't need to look at it again.
在第三章第五、第六节是讲到神给我们有一个很丰富的应许，就是他会引导我们。
If you are prepared humbly and daily to look to the Lord, he promises to direct your paths.
如果我们虚心谦卑的仰望神，神是会每日的会引导我们。
But the book of Proverbs does more than just give us a great promise about guidance.
对于神的引导，箴言书不是说就是给我们这个应许那么简单。
When I talk with Christian young people, I find that a promise concerning guidance isn't enough.
当我跟基督徒的青年朋友讲的时候，我发觉到他们对于神给我们这个引导的应许觉得不够。
What they ask is, what are the principles of God's guidance? How can we know God's guidance?
他们不单只要有应许，他们更加知道究竟神引导我们的原则是怎样。
This book of Proverbs gives you not only a promise, but some principles.
箴言书不单只给我们有这个应许，更加给我们有一个原则。
Please turn to chapter 16 verse 9.
我们看第十六章第九节。第十六章。第九节，十六章第九节，人心筹算自己的道路，为耶和华指引他的脚步。
Here we read that a man's mind plans his way.
喺内见到人系咁样嘅计划自己嘅道路。
We like to make plans a long way ahead to know what we'll be doing in 5 years' time.
我好多时计划我哋将来5年以后我哋要做咩嘢。
But the Lord, it says here, directs our steps.
但呢度话神系会引领我哋嘅脚步嘅。
He is willing to give us clear and detailed guidance one step at a time.
呢度话到神系愿意嘅，好详细、好清楚嘅，一步一步嘅引领我哋。
We are frequently impatient，
但我哋好多时好唔耐烦。
We want to plan the whole road ahead，
我哋要自己嘅计划我哋嘅所有走嘅路。
And we want to do it now，
我哋要立刻去做。
We don't give sufficient attention to the next step，
我哋冇諗到我哋下一步要點做。
And then the step after that.
之後又會點呢？
But my friends, if you get the every individual step right, the whole road ahead will come right.
但係要注意到，如果你每一步，第一步跟住第二步都啱呢，你會留意到你以後都係會啱嘅。
I once led a party of young people on a mountain climb in Scotland.
我喺蘇格蘭曾經帶領一隊嘅青年人去一個嘅爬山。
I had a good map and a good compass.
我有一個好嘅地圖同埋指南針。
It was snowing when we set out to climb that mountain.
我哋出發嘅時候已經落咗雪啦。
Which was 10 miles away and under thick mist.
嗰個山係10里之外，同埋當時係好濃霧嘅。
I already had some route finding and mountain climbing experience, so I felt sure I could find the way ahead.
我曾經有依個嘅行過嗰條路同埋爬山嘅經驗㗎喇。
I wasn't afraid of the falling snow, the thick mist, or 10 miles of road.
我完全唔怕落緊嘅雪同埋當時嘅濃霧。
I thought I had all the answers.
我好相信自己會行到呢條路。
I had the compass, I had the map, and I had the experience.
有指南針，有地圖，有經驗。
Before long, I wasn't quite so sure.
但好快我已經有懷疑啦。
Unexpectedly, I found myself approaching a lake a half a mile away from the road we should be taking.
好快脆嘅，我發現到我嚟到一個嘅湖，我以前冇諗到會有嘅。
After consulting the map, I realized I should have taken a compass reading much more frequently.
當我睇返幅地圖嘅時候，我發覺到我應該一步一步嘅盡量多用我嘅指南針。
I apologize to the group for my carelessness.
我向我嗰班嘅朋友道歉。
Then we carried on.
我哋繼續行。
Finally, in falling snow and thick mist, I decided we'd reached the right mountain.
最後雖然落咁大雪同埋咁多霧，我哋啲去到我哋嘅目的地。
And so we started to climb it.
我開始爬山啦。
After we climbed to about 1,000 feet,
我哋一爬咗1,000尺，
the mist lifted, the snow stopped, and the sun came out.
嗰啲霧散咗，同埋雪又唔落啦，我係見到太陽。
Just imagine how I felt when across a huge valley, I saw the mountain we should have climbed.
大家會想象到喺當時啊，我發現到喺對面，原來係我哋要去嗰個山，我哋行錯咗啦。
My face went red and I could only say to the young people, I'm wrong again.
所以我有好面紅嘅幫成隊人講，我又錯咗啦。
We haven't enough time left to climb it now.
我而家冇足夠時間繼續爬。
Actually, the young people were very understanding.
而當時嗰班人呢都好能夠明白我。
They said later that they thoroughly enjoyed the walk.
最後佢哋話佢好開心，好欣賞嗰次嘅。
I learned a lesson I've never forgot.
但依個係俾我一個我永遠唔會忘記嘅教訓。
That is essential to check the route one's following frequently and in detail, or else one is almost sure to go wrong.
我係需要一步一步嘅 檢查一下我哋所行嘅路啱唔啱，以致到我哋唔會行錯。
Now, this is the teaching of Proverbs 16 verse 9.
呢個就係第十六章第九節俾我哋嘅教訓。
Here we have an important spiritual principle.
呢個係一個好重要嘅屬靈嘅原則。
We are shown here the difference between the carefulness of God and the carelessness of man.
我哋見到神嗰個嘅小心同埋人嗰個唔小心。
We plan our way, He plans our steps.
我哋即係計劃我哋要走嘅路，但神係計劃我哋每一步。
You can exchange your carelessness for God's carefulness if you ask Him to guide you step by step.
你可以將你嘅唔小心交俾神，神就會帶領你一步一步嘅走佢要。
Your route will be right if each individual step is right.
你嘅道路會啱，如果你每一步都啱。
Now turn to Acts 9 verse 6 and you can see this principle in action.
我哋睇使徒行传第九章，使徒行传第九章第六节，我哋见到呢个原则点样实行出嚟。使徒行传第九章第六节
，Acts chapter 9 verse 6。
起来进城去，你所当作的事，必有人告诉你。
Now this verse tells us what happened when Paul was converted.
我哋见到。保罗佢信主嘅时候有咩嘅事情发生
？God only showed him the next step ahead.
神即系话俾佢听第二步要点做。
He was to go into the city.
佢要进入呢个城。
Having obeyed in taking that first step, he would then be told the second step.
当佢顺服踏上呢个第一步嘅时候，神会话俾佢听第二步要点做。
So if you want to live your life in the center of God's will.
所以你如果要行喺要活喺神嘅旨意当中
，form the habit of checking your steps frequently。
所以你要学习要检查一下你每一步
，asking God to show you the next step ahead。
求神指引你下一步要点做。
This is the first principle in the book of Proverbs。
呢个咧就系箴言书第三个嘅重要教训。
Now I'd like you to turn to Proverbs 19 verse 21。
我哋睇第十九章二十一节。
Here we've got a second principle.
我哋睇到第二个原则。第十九章二十一节，人心多有计谋，唯有耶和华的筹算才能立定。
What does this verse mean?
呢节讲咩咧
？It means that although many plans and ideas come into our minds，
虽然我哋谂到好多嘅计谋。
The plan which is God's will for us will remain in our minds.
但是神嗰个嘅意思，神嗰个计划，一同时嘅仍然嘅会喺我哋心里边。
God's will for your life will stand the test of time.
神嘅计划，神嘅筹算系会经得起时间考验。
You won't think of a plan today and forget it tomorrow if it's God's plan for you.
如果呢个神嘅意思，你会发觉到。你唔會有呢個意思，第二日就唔見咗㗎喇。
Although God's plan may temporarily leave your mind，
雖然神嘅計劃、神嘅心意會短暫嘅離開你心裏面，
It will come back to you again and again afterwards。
但呢個嘅意思會繼續嘅，會再一次嘅進入你心裏面。
Let me give you an example of this from my own experience of God's guidance。
讓我講一個見證俾大家聽。
As a young man of 21,
我二十一岁嘅时候
，studying history at Cambridge University，
我喺剑桥大学读历史。
I was called by God to be a missionary，
神呼召我作为一个嘅传教士。
But England is a very small island in a very big world，
但系喺呢个咁大嘅世界里边，英国真系好细啫。
So the important question was， where did God want me to serve as a missionary？
我最大的問題就是我去哪裡做一個傳教士呢
During the next 3 years, many ideas came into my mind.
在跟著的三年裡面我有很多的思想。
Sometimes I thought I ought to go to West Africa.
有時候我想到我要去西非。
Sometimes I thought I ought to go to South America.
有時候我要想到我要去南美。
But other times I thought I should come to the Far East.
有些有時候我應該要去到 遠東嘅地方。
As I prayed over all these ideas, my mind went to this verse in the book of Proverbs.
當我將呢啲嘅意思交俾神嘅時候，祈禱嘅時候，我就得到醫治嘅聖經。
I took this principle to God, and I asked that God's plan would remain in my mind after all the other ideas had left it.
我求神俾我哋，俾我自己能夠得到神依個嘅意思，叫到依個意思永遠嘅存留喺我心裏邊。
I discovered that I thought more about the Far East than anywhere else.
我發覺到我好關心遠東依邊嘅地方比其他嘅地方。
Although other ideas might temporarily displace the thought of the Far East from my mind, it would always return.
雖然其他的地方曾經進入我心裏面好像我不記得，但這個遠東這個目的地是時時的提醒我，時時的走回入我腦海當中。
I have discovered many times that this principle is 100% reliable in discerning God's will about something.
在我的經歷裏面，我經歷到21節是成為我知道神的引導嘅一個好好嘅原則。
Give God time and He will show you His will by keeping one idea uppermost in your mind.
我哋俾神有時間，耐心等候神，神就會將佢嘅意思持久嘅會擺喺我哋心裏邊嘅。
I'm afraid I've already gone over the time that I'm allowed.
我已經過咗時啦。
We won't be able to deal with the last two subjects.
我哋唔可以講第四、第五。
But I must finish this third subject.
但我要完咗第三步。
We've looked at the promise of guidance in Proverbs 3 verses 5 and 6.
我哋喺第三章第五、第六節睇到神引導嗰個應許。
We've seen two principles of guidance in chapters 16 and 19.
我哋喺第十六章、第十九章睇到神引導嘅原則。
Finally, and I hope you'll find this practical,
最後我們看的,
I want us to move out of the book of Proverbs into the 30th chapter of Isaiah to give you a comprehensive view of God's guidance.
我們揭去以賽亞書第三十章，以賽亞書第三十章，我們看到神那個引導那個全備是怎樣。
Isaiah chapter 30 verse 21
三十章二十一節，你或向左或向右，你必听见后边有声音说，这是正路，要行在其间。
If we lay hold of God's promise to guide us in Proverbs 3 verses 5 and 6,
如果我们抓住神给我们引导的应许，
If we ask him for step by step guidance as in Proverbs 16 verse 9,
如果我们又求神一步一步地引领我们，
If we ask him to keep his will and plan foremost in our minds as in Proverbs 19 verse 21,
如果我们又求神恒久地将他的意思放在我们心里面，
Then in Isaiah 30 verse 21 we have a safeguard against doing anything wrong.
在以赛亚书第三十章二十一节给我们一个给我们一个保证，我们行这条路是不会错的。
A guarantee that we won't get out of God's will.
一个的保证，给我们知道我们不会离开神的旨意的。
I think you need to be a parent of small children to understand fully Isaiah 30 verse 21.
我觉得我们应该好像一个小孩子来接受这一节的圣经。
Because in this verse we have the unusual illustration of God's guiding us from behind.
我们看到我们好像神在后面，在我们背后来引导我们的。
A father will understand this.
一个爸爸是会清楚。
It says here, your ears shall hear a word behind you.
爸爸会说，你要听后面所讲的东
西。I have two little daughters.
我有两个女。
One age 6 and the other age 4.
一个六岁，一个四岁。
As their father, I frequently guide them from behind.
作为佢爸爸，我时在后边咧嚟到提醒佢哋。
Sometimes they run on ahead together.
佢哋好多时咧喺我前面走。
Enjoying themselves, playing happily.
喺前面玩得好开心。
Then they reach a place where I can see there's danger.
但 但是他们去到一个地方 会有危险的。
Perhaps it's a spot where cars are parked.
或者车是泊在那个地方。
Where a car may suddenly reverse in or move out.
或者一些车随时会转出来或者停
下。So I shout to them, stop, wait for me.
所以后面 会大叫叫你停等我。
Now this is exactly the illustration of divine guidance that we have in Isaiah 30 verse 21.
这个是一个例子给我听到神的引导是会从后面来的。
God is our heavenly Father.
神是我们天上的父。
We are his children.
我们是他的子女。
We have been born again through faith in Christ into his spiritual family.
我们借着耶稣基督能够重新进入他的家里面。
If we are about to take a wrong step,
假如我们差不多就快要行错的时候
to go right or left away from the path he's planned for us, he will say stop.
当我们要差不多要离开了神为我们所预备的道路的时候神会告诉我们停止。
At the very moment that we might make a mistake, God in his love will seek to stop us from doing so.
就是当我们差不多要做错的时候神他的慈爱就会临到我们神就会告诉我们我们要停止了。
是。
怎样呢
By giving you no peace of heart about the step you are thinking of taking.
如果我们继续走那一步的时候我们心里面一定会很平安的。
There was once a time when I thought I ought to do a certain thing.
有一次我觉得我要做一件事。
I prayed about it, but I had no peace of heart.
我将件事交给神祈祷但我一路都没平安。
I prayed about it for a week, every day for 7 days, but still no peace of heart.
我经过一星期每日都向神祷告但都没平安。
Although it seemed the most reasonable thing to do, I decided not to do
it. 在我看起上好像是应该要做的但是我没平安我最后决定不做。
Because God had said to me, stop.
因为神帮我讲停止。
Now looking back on it, I realized that I did the right thing.
当然看起来呢我觉得我这样不做是对的。
So remember these four passages of scripture concerning guidance.
所以大家要记住这四段圣经讲到神的引导。
One promise.
一个应许。
Proverbs 3 verses 5 and 6.
三章五至六节。
Three principles.
三个原则。
Proverbs 16 verse 9.
19章21節
and Isaiah 30 verse 21
以赛亚书30章21節
The remaining teaches in the book of Proverbs on these notes I'm afraid you'll have to look at for yourself
这些笔记上面所讲的其他的教训大家自己回去看
Let's bow our heads in prayer
我们一起祈
祷 Heavenly Father we thank you for this practical book of Proverbs
天父我们为到你俾我哋有呢个咁实际嘅箴言书。
We thank you that every aspect of our lives is mentioned in this book.
我哋感谢你，我哋喺我哋日常生活上面每一个细节都记载喺呢卷书里边。
We thank you for giving such great wisdom to King Solomon.
我哋感谢你，因为你俾所罗门有咁大嘅智慧。
We pray that you will help us to live out in our lives the practical teachings of this book.
我们求神帮助我们能够学习能够应用箴言书所讲的教训
We pray your blessing on the rest of our Bible camp
我们也求你祝福我们读经营余下的时间
In the name of the Lord Jesus, Amen
我们求祈祷是奉耶稣名求
Amen